stacking up losses, I'm handing them out, yeah, I had to go delegate. It feel like I'm floating, I'm lost in the moment, that's why I can never take. They never believed that I would really fly. I had to go demonstrate, I had to set them straight.
Welcome to the Mindset Cafe, guys. And like always on these Friday Night Lives.
Friday Night Lives.
There we go. Friday Night Lives. It's your boy Devin, and we got our boy Nick with us.
What's up, guys?
Tonight, again, we're going to dive into the depths of what a plateau is, how or why do we hit plateaus, not just in fitness, but in any aspect of life, and then how do we overcome them from a mindset standpoint, from an actual like action-taking standpoint. But let's dive into what you were saying, what a plateau is, just in general terms, not fitness-related. You know, I know you mentioned the flat line, but like go into that, just, you know, kind of rewind for those people jumping in right now.
Got it. So
I like the energy.
So just more of a generalized quick breakdown of a plateau is like when you are, you know, kind of working towards something and no, like whatever your regimen is or whatever you're following or whatever your actions may be, where it's no, when you're no longer making progress, where you're kind of like at a flat line, where you're just staying in the same place, in the same position, you're not making any progress up. And again, that's pertaining to health and fitness, and or even if it was outside, meaning like, you know, self-development or, you know, character building.
Or even like your career. Like
exactly.
If you've been in the same position and you're not going up at all, like to feed off of exactly what you're saying, I think that, you know, it's like what you're describing, like the best way to picture it is a graph, right? You know, like a chart, right? You know, of success. If you literally type in, you know, graph on your emojis, you'll see a little, you know, little line going up. Mm-hmm. And so if that line going up is you progressing or you getting better, a plateau would be that line all of a sudden flatlining, right? Plateau is basically like a flat surface, right? So whether it's your fitness, whether you're not losing weight, not gaining muscle, burning fat, whatever the case, you're kind of just maintaining is the best way to kind of describe it. If you're professionally, if you're at the same position, you're not trying to learn a new aspect of your job or your career, or you're not trying to learn a new skill, again, you could be kind of getting comfortable and plateauing, mm-hmm. right? So why do
like
you think-
in a hospital, like you flatline when you're just dead.
Yeah, you plateaued at dead.
It's kind of hard to come. That, like you're dead.
But I mean, actually, even like thinking about it that way, right? Like when you plateau, like if their heart does stop, right? Like let's say if some relating that to like your progression, if your progression stops, right? You know, like a flat line, like an EKG, you're dead. How does someone that's heart stop get started again? They get the boom, right? They get hit with those paddles, and that's that shock. So sometimes it takes that shock to get us out of the plateau.
It's a disruption.
Exactly. We'll go into that in a second. Why do you feel that people hit a plateau? I mean, I have some like theories and some thoughts, but like, what have you seen or what have you faced yourself that, you know, has led to a plateau?
Generally, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Generally or fitness, I mean, however you want to, you know, kind of spin it. Like,
got you. I mean, I guess like from experientially speaking, like when either I'm not, you know, I guess from wherever my starting point is, and then I'm making, you know, that the effort and putting in that energy to make the progress, right?
Okay.
I'm speaking generally right now. And then when either my environment or the circumstances kind of, or actually no, let me rephrase that. Or like myself, I start to adapt to that current like progress that I've made already. Mm-hmm. And I'm no longer pushing myself or challenging myself hard enough to keep progressing up, that's kind of like when I face, you know, kind of comfortability, that comfort zone in a way, or kind of like what you said too, like that maintenance phase. Cause then it becomes, at first it's hard. It's very hard. You know what I mean? Like it is so hard to put in the effort because it's either something new for you or you're trying to achieve more, right? Or like you're trying to lose that weight or you're trying to build some muscle. Now it's taking a lot more effort and energy on your end to pretty much elevate from where your current state is. Now with that amount of energy and input that I'm giving in, when that pretty much reaches at a point and I'm not able to give any more or I'm not giving any more, that's kind of like when I'm just like at that maintenance or that comfortable stage. That's kind of like where I got to reassess, or something is telling me like, all right, now I need to cause that kind of some form of disruption or change something up or give more effort, give more energy, or pretty much push harder in whatever, you know, whether that's fitness related or even life or career, you know what I mean?
Right. So what is your first acknowledgement like within your own self of you hitting that plateau? Like, how do you know that you just hit a plateau?
It seems easy. Not okay. Let me rephrase. Let me choose the right word. Not, I guess not easy, but well, okay. If it's like a fitness related, you can kind of see with the numbers. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm trying to either lose weight or get stronger or whatever, you can see with the numbers or right. Physically in the mirror. If it was more outside of like kind of physical aspects of it, when it's almost like I already know what's coming next.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I already know, like, it becomes like too much of a routine where like where mentally, it sounds kind of weird, but maybe I'm like speaking very like kind of like what's happening right now. It's like where I'm not under anxiety, where it's like I'm not under pressure, like, all right, what else do I need to do? You know what I mean?
Right.
Or like how, like, what other things am I needing to do that I'm missing? When it's not like that and I'm just like, oh, you know, kind of like
going
in a calm, yeah, in a calm mental state, that's when I'm like, all right, I need to reassess something and like take a step back, because that's when I know I'm hitting a plateau of like currently.
I think that it's not, I mean, yes, I agree with what you're saying on that, right? When you start to get comfortable and you know what your tomorrow looks like exactly, and not because like you built these habits, but like your day is just, you know, drive to work, do your work, leave work, go home, work out. And then it's like, okay, like those are habits. But now it's like, okay, with work, right? When your drive to work, like what are you doing during work? Like if you notice that you're not really doing anything productive, like listening to podcasts, you know, the Mindset Cafe or something, and you're but you're not doing something productive during that, it's like, okay, whatever. But now you get to work and now your day is the same at work, right? It's not progressing or anything. You're not moving up positions. You're not talking about how do you get the next promotion, all those kind of things. And there's no real growth there, right? And you're just comfortable doing what you're doing. You're getting complacent. That's the first sign of, you know, a plateau in that area. Now you leave, you drive, and you go, let's say you go to the gym. You come to the gym, you give your effort, you know, let's say you say it's your hardest, but if you have a heart rate monitor or something like that on and you notice it's not, you know, peaking, it's like, okay, are you just going through the motions of your workouts? Mm-hmm. Are you, you know, checking like your in-body scans? Are you checking, you know, are you, you know, measuring anything that you can track as like a key performance indicator, like a KPI of your fitness, right? And now if you are and you notice that the readings are the same each and every time, it's like, okay, like you're definitely hitting a plateau there, mm-hmm. right? So if the next day, if you wake up and you're going through that same exact thing, yes, you're complacent. Yes, you may have built some habits, but it's like each thing you should be looking at to continue to grow in mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever the case is. So if you already know what your day looks like, it's like, okay, you're not necessarily in a plateau. But if you know what your day looks like and you're not feeling like you're productive, now you're on a plateau. Mm-hmm. It's that feeling, like you were saying, of productivity, right? So even if you come in, like, let's say, you know, we have the gym, we come into the gym, it's like, yeah, like the day is the same. You open the gym, you close the gym, stuff like that, but it's everything in between.
Yeah.
Are, you know, we looking for, you know, new members? Are we, you know, basically solving any problems? Like, are we being productive within that shift? And then it's like in between the next shift, it's like, what are we doing in between? So it's like, yeah, the days pretty much look the same. I mean, my days look pretty much the same, calling franchise leads and, you know, whatever. But it's like, is there something productive in trying to get us to that next step within your day? And if you're not doing anything to get you in a next step, whether it's in your fitness, You know, are you tracking your food? Are you whatever? If you're not doing anything in those manners, it's like you're getting comfortable. You're getting complacent with where you're at. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with being comfortable with it, where you're at, but realize you're going to stay where you're at.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And I think with that, with, you know, kind of, that's kind of like the hard part with, I'm sure everybody faces. It's like when kind of noticing those indicators that you're not progressing, that you're in that plateau stage. Joanne said, when it's comfortable for a little too long, I think that's when we hit a plateau. Definitely agree with that. Cause then it's kind of like what I had, you know, in agreement with what I said, that, you know, when you're just like cruising, you know what I mean? And I think what's a tendency is, because in the beginning, or when we're at the start of the, you know, of the applying the certain amount of energy or input of whatever it is, it feels hard. But then when it kind of starts to hit that plateau stage, or that maintenance stage, I don't think it sinks in right away, the amount of more effort, more input that it takes to keep progressing forward. So to kind of like make it a little bit more relatable and like, I guess, understandable, is a lot of members actually here at the gym have like kind of, whether it's with the challenge or previously, have brought up like, you know, I kind of like in that same, I'm kind of like in that same weight area and the same like muscle mass kind of area. And then their goal is to either drop a little bit more weight or gain more muscle. Now it's like helping them understand too, that it's like, okay, so now with what your current routine is, with what your current plan is, you've adjusted to it. That is your new maintenance. That is your new norm. That is your plateau. That's when it's time to understand. And now you need to make an adjustment. You need to make it a proper adjustment more, with more progress, putting in more input. For example, if it's more like, you know, weight loss, then you might need to drop, you might need to go in a little bit more of a deficit or work out a little bit harder. Right. Especially if you're trying to build muscle. Yes, you pushed hard, like, you know, like for you to gain that progress, for you to get those gains, literally to put on the pack on that muscle. Yeah, you did push hard, but now you're kind of stagnant at that same place. What is that indication should tell you? You need to make an adjustment. You need to up your protein, and you need to lift a little bit heavier, and you need to push a little bit harder, much harder than what your body is used to. This, I think that definitely applies to a lot of people that are, you know, that are avid fitness freaks. Like they have a consistent routine with working out. Right. That it is going to take that extra step, that extra push, as like corny as it sounds, like that those last extra few reps, you know what I mean? And those last extra few pounds going heavier is kind of like what makes the little differences.
No, definitely. I mean, like, even Muhammad Ali, you know, was asked how many push-ups he does. And he said, I'm not sure. I just start counting when it starts burning.
Right.
Because that's when your body is now out of that comfort stage and you're actually pushing further than your body is just comfortable doing. And now that's where the real progression starts to happen, right? When you can take yourself out of something that's easy, not necessarily easy, but like something that you could just do half-ass or, you know, with all intent, but now you go a little past that limit and now it's a little bit harder, either physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever. And now that's where growth happens. Mm-hmm. The uncomfortable zone is where growth really happens. And I think it starts with, like you said, you know, people want to lose weight or they want to gain muscle, right? Or they want to get a promotion. It's like, okay, those are so generic in terms that if you're telling yourself that as well, like, I just want to lose weight. It's like, awesome. So does everyone else, right? But what for you, for your goal? Yes, I get you want to lose weight. What do you want to lose, right? Mm-hmm. You weigh yourself in. How many pounds of weight? How many pounds of fat? If you're trying to add muscle, how many pounds of muscle are you trying to add, mm-hmm. right? Because if you don't have a more concrete definition of what your goal is, you're not going to see the milestones, you know, up to that goal, mm-hmm. right? Because now it's just, oh, you want to lose weight. You lost a pound this week. You give yourself a high five. You lose half a pound the next week. You give yourself a high five. You lose a fucking tenth of a pound the next week. You give yourself a high five. So what are you okay with? Yeah. Right. Versus pushing yourself to hit that goal each and that concrete goal each and every month, or, you know, whatever your milestone is for your promotion, right? Are you trying to be a manager? Are you trying to be a location owner? Are you trying, whatever your job title is, are you trying to be a director, right? Whatever the case is for you, it's like, what is the actual title that you need? Because in a lot of companies, like, there'll be four different paths up, right? So if you're at, especially if you're at the bottom, like, there's a lot of lateral change that can happen. Mm-hmm. You can technically get a pay promotion or a title promotion, but move at the bottom position laterally, and that's okay, right? Mm-hmm. But what is your promotion? Are you trying to get a title promotion? Are you trying to get a pay promotion? Then it's like, those two things are actually different, right? If you're trying to get both, okay, then that's, you're trying to go up a level, which is, again, okay. But sometimes you have to go over to go up, right? So it's like, when you have a more clear definition of what you're actually trying to get, then you can start to move accordingly, right? Because if I want to be, let's say in the job, I want to be this type of manager, but I'm not even in that career path of doing that. Like, my next promotion, if I was in a manager, like, it's not that guy, because there's skills and requirements that are over there that I need to learn. Mm-hmm. So it's like, sometimes that lateral shift, even though it may be, there is no promotion, there is no pay promotion, nothing, that lateral shift though is still progression and not a plateau. Even though it is a straight line transfer, it's not a plateau, because I'm going progressively in the direction I want to go. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that people just got to be careful, and they got to be a little more clear with themselves on what their actual goal is.
Right.
Right. Saying you want to lose weight, saying you want to get a promotion, saying you want to be, you know, rich. It's like, okay, well, awesome. So does everyone.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you want to be an influencer. So does everyone. Right. It's like, what, how many followers do you want? How are you going to get those followers?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you hit mile one, mile two? Like, what are your progressions to the next one? Right. So, and then also rewarding yourself, at least even in a small manner, right? It doesn't need to be all crazy and, you know, throw a party or something, but let those small rewards, let yourself know that this is a positive thing that you want to keep seeing.
Yeah.
Right.
Putting numbers and, like, actual quantifiable, like, fat, you know, facts into, like, what you're trying to achieve, because then that's when you're super prone to hitting the plateaus. I think I had that conversation of what you literally just said earlier with somebody else, when they're like, I want to lose weight, and I was like, okay, like, well, how much weight? And then also, like, in addition to, like, putting actual quantifiable numbers, it's like the time frame applied that you tie in with those specific goals, with those specific numbers, with those specific, you know, whatever the hell you're trying to do. It's like, how much time are you giving yourself?
Right.
You know what I mean? Is it too little time? Is it too much time? And when you do, is it like, you want to lose weight? You want to lose weight for the rest of your life? Like, right. You want to lose weight until you're like 10 pounds?
Yeah, but that's why you have those, like, clear set goals.
Right.
So it's like, when you do lose that quote unquote weight that you set for yourself, it's like, now what is your next thing, right? So you lose that weight, and now you have to shift your goal. And when you shift that goal, it's like, what is your next shift going to be? Are you going to try to tone up? Are you going to try to build a little more muscle? What does that look like for you? Mm-hmm. But I think it's like taking into consideration, like, I could say my goal is I want to build a house. Well, saying that doesn't really do me anything. Like, think about when you actually build a house, it's like, now you have to actually get the blueprints, measure stuff out, you know, as you're building, adjust as it goes, right? And if you're not doing that, then you're not going to get the end result of the house, mm-hmm. right? That's what me and you had that analogy a while back. It was like, you know, you were focused on, like, putting the fixtures in, and I was like, homie, like, you don't even have the floor plan yet. Like, take a step back. And so I know that analogy helped with you a lot. Patty basically said, you know, a timeline. Exactly. It's one of those things where you have to have a timeline to a degree, right? Of not necessarily, like, exactly when you're going to get there, but you need to have a timeline in the sense of, this is my first goal, and I'm going to try to accomplish this in a week, a month, a year, whatever this case is, right? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you don't know the rest of the timeline. And that's where people get wrapped up, is they don't know step five, but they won't take step one because they don't know step five, mm-hmm. right? It's like, sometimes you figure that out. You cross that bridge when you get there, right? So if you don't know every bridge that you're about to cross, that's okay, right? You're going to just get to the cross, you know, across the bridge you're at. Focus on the task at hand, mm-hmm. right? And actually, I was on one of the calls that, you know, one of the podcast episodes that will be released in a few weeks. I was talking to a gentleman named Jerry, Jeremy, and he was talking about the same thing. And I was like, it's almost like where he lives, there's snowstorms all the time. I was like, it's almost like when you're in a blizzard, right? You can't see sometimes, you know, even a quarter mile in front of you, but you see your foot, right? And he's like, well, yeah. And I was like, so you could probably see your next step, right? And he's like, well, yeah. And I was like, so just take that, right? And then all of a sudden you take one too many steps and you're about to, you know, fall off a cliff, or you're about to step up a curb, or you're about to run into a wall. Just don't do it. And now you pivot and you keep moving. Mm-hmm. You take that next step away from the wall, right? Or the cliff. So sometimes it's not necessarily that you need a whole timeline. You just need a timeline of like your goal. If you want to lose weight, that's not clear enough. You want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, what are you giving yourself a realistic goal for you to hit 10 pounds, right? And then when that time frame happens and you remeasure, if you're not there, now what happens? Now you pivot and you address it, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's at least my thought kind of on that, going off of what you said.
I agree with that. Kind of like a form of accountability that creates a sense of urgency, like, mm-hmm. okay, you need to be taking the right proper, you need to be taking the right steps and urgently with like full intent, so that you are moving accordingly to your plan or whatever the hell.
Right.
But like you said a little earlier, when I said like the flat line when you're when like you're dead.
Yeah.
Like you're just,
it's the biggest plateau in life.
Yeah, that's the only, that's
the final plateau.
That's the last plateau you're gonna hit, homie, because you're dead. But like with the,
unless you get those paddles.
Yeah, the defibrillator.
Yeah.
I know you had said like we were gonna go into that a little bit, like yep. causing a disruption.
Right. So going into, okay, so like what you're saying is like we're gonna going from like why do we hit plateaus, or what are a plateau? Like how do we overcome a plateau? Right. So that transition of what we're going to talk about is basically like what, how do you get out of a plateau in any form or fashion? Continue.
Hurdle that shit. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Go, like I was just kind of giving, like I was giving kind of context to your transition.
Right. Yeah. Right. You got it. So, I mean, more generally speaking of like how to like kind of break the plateau is, with the analogy of the fucking defibrillator, it's like if you're dead and it's like, you're just, your line is like your heart, you're flatlining. Right.
Right.
And then the defibrillator causes you to bah, like fucking just, you know, kind of like so I gotta wake up sometimes.
Or like when we were opening the gym, remember, a little quick side note story. So when we were opening the gym, my brother, who's an electrician,
you know, oh my god,
he,
bro, this is the funniest story ever.
He told me that this used to be, that this location used to be a GameStop, and in every GameStop, there's those huge, like, counters, right? And so during that counter has like an electrical cord that goes all the way through it, right? And it's not like a little wire, right? It's not a little thing. It's like a silver cord.
It's like a bat too, yeah. Bro.
And so, and it has like four outlets and then more wire, four outlets, more wire, whatever. And so I was like, man, I don't think I should just rip this off. I called my brother, again, electrician. And he was like, and we didn't even have the proper tools for this, mind you. Like looking
back, the lights were half off. It was kind of dim in here. It was just me and you.
Yeah,
just me and Devin.
And my brother was like, "Okay, like you know, go turn these power switches off, whatever." Did it. I go to cut the wire, and all I had was a jigsaw, and I literally just start going, and then boom! Like I got thrown back into a pile of dust and dirt, and there's a silhouette.
It literally was like in the cartoons or like in the movies when like an explosion happens and the person like flies like 5 feet. I forgot what I was doing. I think I was like taking apart something, and all I hear was a bam, and I just looked over and Devin was on the floor like 5 feet away. Like
all I hear was Devin.
I thought you died, bro. I was like, bro, don't tell me I gotta do the rest of this by myself. You had the look of terror in your eyes. Your eyes were like, what the fuck is that?
Crazy.
Bro, I honestly,
then, it didn't even happen one time. It happened twice, because then I called my brother back and I was like pissed. And then he was like, oh, dude, well, just shut everything off. Do it again. And I was like, all right, man,
Like, you were like, you want to do it?
And then you said no. So I was like, all right.
I was like, fuck no, bro.
And then, so then I went to do it again. And then, boom, I get hit again and fly back. And he was like, well, I mean, you already got it now. You just got to kind of finish it. And I was like, listen, like, this is not very fun, man. He's like, no, you're good. But now you got to finish it because you got to tape it up and stuff. But that was definitely a disruption in our night for sure. That was a little side note. But.
That honestly, that was one of, I'm glad you told that story because that was one of the funniest things that's ever happened in here, honestly. but going back to like what we were talking about, causing disruption, I guess to tailor it a little bit to health and fitness a little bit, is actually, I'm gonna use an example of what you told me when I was like kind of doing like a, you know, like a the prep or whatever.
Was it a serious one or a smart ass one?
I don't know, you tell me. we're like, we're talking about plateaus and like kind of staying stagnant and not like dropping it. And like, I think I was stuck at that, stuck at that like 9 or 10% body fat range.
Okay.
Right? Like physically it looked like it was like going well, but like just numbers wise, I was so fixated on the number. And then you were telling me that, again, at this time, like I didn't have too much knowledge or experience. You were telling me that like either you can have like a cheat meal to just and like kind of give your body that like that readjustment, or maybe your body is asking for rest because it's been going in such a deficit for so long that your plateau is like literally in that bottom stage where you're just like, your body's like, bruh, like I need a timeout, fam. That's right. Why it's not your body's like stops reacting at a point.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so that one wasn't a smart ass answer I gave you.
Like, hold on. I had to think back, I was like, wait, was that a smart ass answer?
Yeah, sometimes I just say stuff.
I know.
It's funny, but it goes into, so hold on, like Joanne basically said, like the extra five, add that extra 5 pounds, add that extra rep, add the extra station, right? And then
where's that at? I don't see that. Oh, damn, that's crazy. That's cool. Bro, how'd you do that?
I'm manually doing it right now.
Bro, I didn't see that. I was like, where the hell is he looking at?
But well, I'm looking at the comments, but to what you're saying is like the reason why we had that discussion was because it wasn't like you and I don't really have like the typical like, you know, lives in terms of just like sleep schedules, stuff like that. But at that time with you trying to do the competition, one, you gave me crazy, crazy short notice on like when you wanted to do this competition. But then it was like, you still were working at Kaiser at the time. You were also, I think you started, or maybe you were about to start working at, you know, the other gym you used to work at. No free shout outs, you know? And then it was one of those things where on top of that, it was like you were coming in to work out. So like your schedule was already pretty much from 5 a.m. to, you know, 9 or 10 p.m., like similar to myself, but I wasn't going for a show, right? So now you're putting your body through this crazy deficit and like we're crashing a lot of things to have you go from, I think you started at like 22% body fat or something like that. Like it was crazy. Like it was a completely different Nick.
Bro, I was, yeah, like, bro. I was.
Homeboy was thick and not like, you know, thick in his like peach.
Like, oh he, boy, he, you don't.
You know, but at the same time, like, but it's crazy. Like the transformation photos and stuff that we took at the time too. Cause it was like, it shows you that if you put in the time, you put in the work, like it just, it's science. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's not a smart ass answer. It honestly just works that way. You have to follow it. But for you, it was like you were running on fumes and we were feeding you fumes. So you were going on like nothing at all. So at the same time, that extra rest would allow you to actually build and actually recover, which so the next time you came in, it would be a lot more productive and your body can actually have the time to, you know, grow. So I think that's where, you know, sometimes taking a step back and evaluating or reevaluating where you're at, sometimes that will allow you to take 2 steps forward the next time. Because if you're at a plateau, you might be doing everything right in your mind.
I hope they're listening. The key thing, I want you to say what you just said again. Everybody should be listening because I know everybody's that's hitting a plateau. What he's about to say is what you are looking for.
Like the key thing is like sometimes like you have to. Yeah, maybe I lose my train.
Sorry, bro. That was a lot of pressure.
But sometimes you have to take a step back and evaluate because you may be doing everything that you think you should be doing in your mind, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the right move, right? And so you're just grinding and grinding. And you got to think like, if you're just grinding, you're wearing yourself down. Because like the term, like when you say, like, people say like, you know, hustle, grind, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, if you're grinding, you're losing, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're losing weight, but you're losing your body's function and your capability of progressing, right? So it really should be molding. And sometimes you got to take a step back and be like, am I grinding or am I molding, mm-hmm. right? And if you don't know, then sometimes you have to take a step back and ask someone else that has more knowledge or even has a little bit better view of your next step, right? If it's a trainer, if it's your boss, if it's whatever the case is, a friend, you know, a friend that actually, you know, those friends that, you know, you have your circle of friends, but then you have that one, two, or three friends that really want to see you win. And they aren't just like, you know, hyping you up and then behind closed doors, not hyping you up or basically, you know, shit talking. So it's like those friends, like sometimes you're like, yo, like, dude, like, I just don't know what's going on. Like you explain to them what's mentally going on. Sometimes they're like, dude, like, honestly, sometimes it's the simplest answer is the answer.
Right.
Like you're just grinding. Like you need to take a step back, you know, take a little rest.
And I think like in hindsight, like.
I think that's where I was going with it, but I'm not sure.
Oh, that I thought that was a great answer. But in hindsight, obviously knowing more now, it's like, you know, for again, just to kind of be specific and tailored in, if your goal is, you know, to build a little bit more muscle, gain a little bit more strength, and you find that like no matter how hard you fucking push, it's just like Devin said before, the bar just isn't going up and you're just like, you know what I mean? Like you're just not growing. Understanding, taking a step back, and maybe you haven't been growing because you aren't able to push. You're not able to push yourself and your body to the next level up that you actually need to progress and see that growth because you haven't given yourself the time to recover. You haven't taken the step back, the time to recover, and let your body take a second, rebuild itself, so that you can actually come back and perform exactly what you need to do to make that progress up. And then when you do get it done, it's like, oh shit, I just got stronger. Oh shit, I just gained like 2 pounds of muscle. You know what I mean? And like you said, having the proper guidance and sometimes like the external factor, because when you're in the trenches of, you know, like you said, grinding, or when you're in the motion, in the act of following your plan, and then you are hitting that plateau, and mentally you get in your own head, and you're like, "Fuck! Like I'm pushing hard. I'm sticking to my meal plan, and sometimes I'm taking shit out of my meal plan," which really ticks me off. It's like, you know, and you're exhausted, and you're doing your daily activities. You're going to work. You're taking care of the kids. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're coming in here. You're doing 2 rounds, 3 rounds. You're doing extracurricular activities on the outside. And you're just like, you know, you feel like like you're being a dead horse and like you're not seeing the progress. Sometimes it is the fact of just readjusting, reanalyzing, and then making the proper steps, you know, with proper guidance, of course.
So then with that, like how would you go about, I know I kind of like touched on it, but like, what would your first step be at like reevaluating? Like, you know, let's say fitness. Mm-hmm. Like, so what, if you feel like you're doing everything right, how do you reevaluate what you're doing?
Got it. I would see like, it depends on what I'm working towards. Right. Like it depends on like if I'm trying to cut, if I'm trying to like put on some muscle, if I'm trying to get stronger, if I'm trying to prep for a show, whatever. So whatever, if whatever is like kind of like I'm struggling with, whatever the specific thing that I'm struggling to kind of, you know, happen, I would take in kind of the step back, and I would take in kind of like an inventory, or at least like a, how would I, I'm trying to explain how it works in my head. Things just work different in my head, but it's just like, I would kind of, like you said, I would break it down kind of like a KPI sheet, right? You know, like, what are the factors that, one, what am I doing? What are my actions? And then two, what are my actions that are leading up, that are, you know, pretty much leading up into like me attaining this cut, right? And right. Then within those actions, I'm going to take pretty much, I would kind of, I guess, put a percentage as to like how well I'm doing each thing, and if I'm either underdoing it or overdoing it. So then I can gauge on each segment of like, okay, do I need to pull back or do I need to push harder?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or if it's like, if it's in the workout, if it's in like the workout aspect of it, am I not pushing hard enough, or do I need to push harder? If it's the nutrition aspect, it's like, am I following my specific thing to the T? And if I am, it's like, do I need to take some stuff away? Do I need to add some things, or do I need to change some things up or make a disrupt? You know what I mean? Or, right. Do I, you know, is my body adjusting to certain things?
No, definitely.
So I guess what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is like, pretty much like take inventory and see what things I need to, what could be the factors that's like causing me to not move.
So yeah, you know? So I mean, just to like kind of clarify on what I think you mean too, because I agree with that, is like what you said right there, like take inventory, and then you said a little later, you're like, you know, take inventory and see what is not basically moving or what I need to improve. So like that inventory, just to kind of be clear, is like, if your goal is to lose weight and your goal is to do these things, it's like, okay, you have your fitness, you have your workouts, you have your consistency of workouts. Basically, you try to like section everything off, and then it's like, okay, can I check each of these boxes for today? Can I check it for tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And then you start to see what area of this journey am I lacking on? Mm-hmm. And I can use that improvement. If you're checking off every box, then sometimes it may be the nutrition that needs to be relooked at,
or maybe rest,
or rest. Drew says basically, you know, what about the days, or asked, what about the days we feel lack of, you know, focus on the workout at hand? It's like, for that, it's, you know, if you feel the lack of focus on your workout, it's not necessarily that you're not motivated. You have a lot of things that are going through your head, and sometimes you need to, as you start to feel that, or as you start to realize that you're distracted, that should be your almost a warning siren that goes off, that you need to check back in. Like I like to say, you put your hard hat on, punch your time card in, you go to work, right? But it's one of those things where your focus, you have control over it, mm-hmm. right? So if you're losing focus, that's on you. How do you improve that? You notice that you lose focus and you need to refocus. If you're not motivated, again, sometimes it's your purpose. Why are you doing that? If your goal is just to lose weight, okay, well, one, need to set an actual number, set the things we were talking about. But then it's like, why do you want to lose 5 pounds? Why do you want to lose 10 pounds? Why do you want to gain 5 pounds of muscle? Like, what is that going to do for you? Why do you want to get a promotion? You need to find out why. And then it's like, when you find out, well, I want to get a promotion so that, you know, I can pay my bills on time. It's like, okay, why? Are you struggling right now? Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Or if gaining 5 pounds of muscle, it'll make you more comfortable in, you know, your daily life. It's like, okay, now you start to figure out why that is. And so why would it make you more comfortable? Because I'm not comfortable with how I look right now, and I feel that people, you know, see me a certain way, blah, blah, blah. You give yourself, so now those, that deeper dive into your actual purpose will allow you to refocus on the days you're feeling like you're not focused, or remotivate yourself on the days that you just don't feel like it. And you're like, dude, you know what? I'm just gonna skip today. And then all of a sudden in the back of your mind, you're like, if I skip today, am I going to be doing the things I need to do to feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Or am I going to be doing the things that I need to do so that, you know, I don't have to worry about bills getting shut off, mm-hmm. right? Or whatever the case is, right? So, I mean, in my opinion, I think that's like the best way to kind of refocus or visit that. I mean.
Yeah. And just to kind of add on a little bit to what you just said, not to, you know, kind of go on a fucking tangent here, but
we're all about these tangents.
That's facts. But like the fact of like understanding that, like, all right, you know, you already know your why, and like you're reminding yourself like why you're doing it, why, you know, you have to put in that effort in the action that you're doing. In this specific case, like working out, right? And then it's like you're lacking the focus and stuff. It's like when you're in that moment already, though, it's like you know what needs to get done, right?
Right.
And it's like, one, if you have like, okay, I was gonna say, like, it's not something where like, oh, you can revisit your workout later. I don't know if you guys have that kind of time. I sure don't, but I'm just saying, like, if it is in that moment, because it does, bro, it does happen. Like,
but why are you even digging on that real quick? Because I don't want you to lose that. It's like when you said, you know, some people say that they'll revisit their workout, or if that's mm-hmm. even an option, it's like that, in my opinion, that shouldn't even be an option.
Right.
You're already fucking there.
Right.
You're already doing it. So why not just tune in mm-hmm. and actually give it the effort you need to. Mm-hmm. It's like your goals are already your goals. Your drive should be there. So it's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to come back to my workout later today. It's like, no, like kick rocks. Like, dude, suck it up and get it done. You're already here. Now you're wasting time. Mm-hmm. So now you could have been doing something else that's progressive and productive for your goals or for your life. But yet you're going to have to do this two times today just because you fucked off and messed around the first time. So come on.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of like where I was going, but also, but like deeper into, well, like kind of like another aspect of it is because I get what Drew's saying. Like the fact of like when you're kind of in that workout and but mentally you're not there like most of the other times, right? Okay. So now you got to rely on your foundation. This is where I was trying to just say, like, that's why, again, not to go on too much of a tangent, but why it's so important for us to build that foundation of the my favorite saying, how you do one thing is how you do everything. Because when you know that you're in the workout already, and this is your time, this is your moment, like for you to get your job
done. Yourself. are you reciting Eminem's Lose Yourself right now?
No, Slim Shady, I'm not.
Hey, man, you're saying that pretty much line for line right there.
That just came out naturally. But it's like when you're already in there and it's like, damn, like I, mentally I'm not here, but it's like, you know what you got to do. It's like you don't have much to fall back on except your pretty much your, like I just said, your foundation, what you built yourself up to do. It's like you're there, like you're gonna fucking get your what you need to get done, like as best as you can. And if it's not the best as you can, it's because your foundation of how you do one thing is how you do everything is a little shaky, baby. Like, you know what I mean? So that kind of like, that's why it plays a little part into the whole mental aspect of how well are we training ourselves for into discipline, you know? And I don't want to get into dive into that too much, but I'm just saying that it does play a part into that. You know what I mean? Because like when mentally you're not there, physically and like your discipline is what is going to, and the consistency that you put in into it is what's going to carry you through to put in the most amount of effort that you're able to output, that you're able to put in that moment. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, like Drew said afterwards, like, you know, 100% the foundation helps on the mental exhaustion. It's one of those things where like when you are mentally exhausted and you're going through the rhythm and stuff, it's like if your body already knows that you go 100% and you're just on like cruise control, your cruise control can be set at 100, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't have to be set at 50 and you're just going half the pace and the speed that you're going with. It's one of those things where your habits and your foundation is what your body and your subconscious knows. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever been driving home? And I mean, I guess I don't want to promote this kind of, but at the same time, you've been driving home and all of a sudden you're just home. Like all of a sudden you're like, damn, I just fucking got here. That's crazy. And it's one of those things where like you were going speed limit, you're going all those things, but that's because your body and your subconscious has already known that that's what you do. Same thing goes for your workout. Same thing goes for you trying to progress in life, right? So even if you're not mentally 100% checked in, your body already is going through the rhythm of trying to progress you because you built that foundation of we only go up from here.
Yeah,
there is no going back. Yep. Right. And so now you can go through all these motions and do, you know, whatever. And naturally, this is just what you do.
that's how you break plateaus, baby. Yeah. Like Patty said, suck it up, buttercup. Nah, I added that, but suck it up, LOL, push yourself. That's straight facts. That's literally how you break plateaus. It's understanding that you're staying stagnant, that you're being comfortable, that the effort you're putting in is the same damn effort that you've been putting in. So it's time to push harder.
Right. One of my favorite sayings, and actually this is my saying, that's why I think it's one of my favorites, but it's, and this is one of, you know, when I asked you earlier, like if it was a smart ass answer, if it was a real answer, this started off as like a smart ass thing, but it honestly is kind of how we live our lives too. It's like, you know, wipe your tears. Like, it's like, you know, like I'll ask people, like, do you need a tissue? And I'm joking, right? And then it's like, oh yeah, we got to roll back here. Like, oh, we just got a new shipment in. Like, oh, of what? Of tissues. You need one, right? It's like, just wipe your tears. It's like, yes, it's painful. Yes, it sucks. But again, that uncomfortable zone is where progress happens. That's where change happens. So it's like, wipe your tears, get back up and get back in there because you're not there yet. You're not done yet. So suck it up and let's go. It's like, no one's going to hold your hand and be like, here's your goal. You know, the grind doesn't care, right? The game, life doesn't care. If you're tired, if you're exhausted, it just doesn't care, right? And as sucky as that sounds, that's why you have a support system. That's why you have those friends. That's why you have networks. That's why you have masterminds, whatever the case is. That's why you have a gym, right? Here at Tribe 11, like that's what we build our community, right? And it's for that because we know it sucks. Working out is physically exhausting. Mentally exhausting, sometimes emotionally exhausting. Your career can be the same. Building a business can be the same. Believe me, believe Nick, like we go through it daily.
I'm gonna cry on camera. No, I'm just kidding.
But it's one of those things where, again, if there wasn't sun or if there wasn't rain, the sun wouldn't be as like valuable, right? So that suck is what makes your goal something of a value that you're striving to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And then when you get there, you can feel that accomplishment because you had the fortitude and mental like grit to actually push yourself through it. So it's like, wipe your tears off. I don't care if you're crying. I don't care if you cry, as long as you keep going. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like blood, sweat, and tears, baby. Let's go.
I don't care if you
know, fun fact, did you know that was actually my name for my personal training before Strive?
What?
Blood, sweat, tears, BST.
You told me that.
And then I had a logo and then I think Gabby was just like, that's not as like, you know, welcoming. I was like,
but yeah, that's a little aggressive. Imagine, you know, at the front of the blood, sweat, and tears.
You know, it'd have been like BST Fitness. You know? And like, what's BST? Blood, sweat, and tears, baby. Let's go.
That sounds like a boy band.
You know,
but kind of like what we tell them.
When you're Korean pop bands that you listen to.
when they say here, like, oh, I gotta throw up. It's like, go throw up and come back.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're not like heartless with it. It's like, if it's someone's like first time,
because I've heard that me and you are. I'm just kidding.
It's like if someone, you know, it's their first time working out, or if they're, you know, trying something out. It's like obviously you want to have. That's why you have that support system. Like our trainers are the support system here, right? And it's like, yeah, we'll try to push you, but at the same time, like we're not gonna make you go overboard, right? And same thing for your career or for anything in life. It's like you're gonna have those people pushing you, and they're pushing you because they care. Right. And they're pushing you to break that plateau or so that you don't hit a plateau. Mm-hmm. Right. And so
they're your spotters, bro. They're your spotters. Like when you're trying to break a plateau, like, you know, when you're lifting something heavy, what do you have? You got your spotter.
Exactly. You know, I know that's what you keep saying every time we're exercising. Oh, but God, it's like, man, I don't need a spotter for everything. You don't have to stand. You don't have to stand directly behind me for every little. I'm doing bicep curls. Why are you trying to spot me for a squat? Like, you know, but.
Oh God.
But no, but honestly, so going back into like plateaus and how we were talking about breaking them and stuff, it's one of those things where you could be doing everything right. You could have your focus on check. You could have your motivation on check. But how do you not hit a plateau? It's by making sure that you're not doing the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Right? For example, you know, like here, we don't do the same workout this Monday and next Monday. We don't do the same thing Monday and Tuesday. Yes, we have 11 stations. Yes, it always switches up every single week, every single month. And that's because, again, that avoids you hitting a plateau. So if you're working out and you're trying to, you know, not hit a plateau, or if you feel like you're hitting a plateau, is it because every time you go to the gym, you're doing, let's say it's leg day for you, right? You only do legs, push, pull, right? Like that's the most basic like workout split ever. If that's your workout split, one, that's probably problem number one. You need to switch up your muscle splits. But then problem number two is like every leg day, do you start off with squats and then do you go to exercise two, exercise three? And then now your body gets used to that. So at some point, yes, you'll be able to add 5 pounds, but then there's gonna be a point where your body's like, eh, this is where we're at. Right. So it's like instead of doing squats, why not try leg press or why not try, you know, box step ups or what, or you know, something
split squats. No, that's like,
yeah, that's not fun. Fuck that.
Everybody hates fucking split squats.
But it's like, but those are the kind of things. So if you don't feel like you're in a plateau, the way to avoid hitting a plateau is making sure that, yes, you're being consistent, but that doesn't necessarily mean the actions of your habits need to be of the same consistency. Right? Sometimes that variety and that change up can act like those paddles and give you that spark out of where you were about to hit a plateau. Or all of a sudden, you might skip doing squats and do other exercises, and then you come back to squats and you might be doing a lot more weight. Yeah. I remember like Nate had said to us one time, like, you know, when he was losing weight, all of a sudden he didn't lift and do squats for a while. I told him basically take a little break from it. And then I was like, just focus on here, go heavy in here, do your thing in here. And then all of a sudden he went back to squats. He's like, dude, like I added an extra, you know, 50 pounds. I was like, one, because you let your body rest. And two, you switched up. There's variety, mm-hmm. right?
That literally was, you hit a brand nail. That left me speechless.
I mean, when I walk in the room, I feel like you get speechless.
So. Oh, God.
What is it earlier? You told me you got butterflies when you saw me?
No, I was like, my stomach was hurting. Oh. That wasn't butterflies.
I mean, you can say what you want. We both know that it was butterflies.
My stomach hurt. God.
Is that what, you know, I smelled?
No, but I again, like, I think you expressed that, like, very well. As far as, like, kind of, at least, like, being able to help them understand why we hit plateaus. And certain steps that would be helpful, you know, kind of taking a step back, analyzing, taking inventory, you know, as to like, so we can see what adjustments or adjustments, disruptions, you know, lateral movements, I'm speaking generally right now, that we need to take so we don't hit those plateaus and we can keep moving and progressing up. And the thing, and actually just a small quick thing, most people, I feel like, kind of confuse hitting plateaus too with just kind of like their maintenance stage. You know what I'm saying? Like where it's like.
They confuse a plateau with their maintenance stage in the sense of like, there are certain phases that maintenance is almost that step back. Right?
Right.
So meaning that like, just because you're maintaining doesn't necessarily mean that you're at a plateau if that is your actual goal and that's in your action plan, right? If you're in a maintain phase for, again, there's a timeline. So if I'm in a maintain phase for 1 week, 4 weeks, 2 months, I'm in that for a time frame and there's a reason behind it. So I'm not at a plateau. This is technically a progression to my next phase. Mm-hmm. I'm in a maintain phase so that I can hit the next phase even harder. And this is where I'm not having to actually take a full day off of rest or take a week off of rest, but my body's adapting to this phase. So because maybe let's say I jumped up to this area and it's like, okay, now I'm going to sit here for a little bit because everything it's a really hard struggle. I'm going to maintain this level of difficulty and then it's not going to be as hard and then I'll jump out. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Like I'm just going to use myself for an example. Like, honestly, like right now, in an outside perspective, I'm in a what some people would say a plateau because I'm not going anywhere. The thing is, I don't have a specific goal. You know what I mean?
Because you also keep skipping all the workouts I asked you to work out with me.
Why you got to do that, bro? It's like,
I told you not to spot me for every exercise, and then you're like, well, I don't want to work out anymore.
but it's like where like right now, I don't have a specific goal, meaning I'm not trying to cut anymore or I'm not trying to build like anymore at the moment. So
right.
Most people are like, okay, like I'm at a plateau, but actually where it's kind of like the distinguishing line between maintenance and like, this is just my lifestyle. You know, like I get in a few, like a couple workouts here and there, but I'm also not in like a caloric surplus every single day.
I'd almost argue your own point with yourself. You're looking at plateau in only one area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a maintain phase so that you can grow in another area of your life? Right. So like realize that not every area is always going to grow equally. And sometimes you can't. And if you're diversifying yourself and trying to grow in two or three or four areas all at once, it's like now you're only giving, you know, let's say four areas, 25% of your actual effort and attention to that growth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like sometimes you're at a point where you're comfortable and it's like, okay, I'm going to maintain this. So like for you, I know it's like we're with the business, like we're in a growth phase for the business. So it's like, with that being said, it's like, maintaining this is okay because this area is growing. The main thing is to continue growing in life. It doesn't necessarily mean in just fitness, right? It doesn't just mean in business, because if you're only focusing on one area also and never focusing on the other areas or getting to a point where you can maintain it, then those areas start to slack off. Mm-hmm. So you've built up enough habit that you can maintain that habit and be okay for now so you can progress. But it's not like you've never worked out before and you're only working on the business and now your health is only getting worse because you don't have that foundation built already, right? So it's not a plateau necessarily because your chart of life is still going up, right? So that's what you have to kind of look at, is like your chart of life and not necessarily like your chart of just one specific goal. If you had a goal, like you said, you don't have a goal for fitness, but if you had a goal for fitness, then it's like, okay,
but then it's like, okay,
now maintain phase, it really isn't acceptable. But it's since you're like, I don't have a goal right this second, like I know your attention is focused on other things. And so it's like, if you're trying to conquer two things at once, are you really going to feel satisfied with your efforts in either category?
Yeah.
Right. So, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of reassure you in that. But before we time out on Instagram, I know Instagram basically caps us at an hour and we got like 45 seconds left. Make sure you guys share this with a friend. Make sure you guys, listen to the podcast, leave a review. I know it's something that we typically forget to do. I mean, I'm guilty of it as to, you know, listening to podcasts too. But it's one of those things where leave that review because it does help us, you know, expand the audience and help other people with their mindset, with their fitness and entrepreneurship, whatever your journey is. But share it with a friend, leave that review, give it that 5 stars. But like always, guys, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. I'll see you on the next one.